State public health workers from across the state came together for 3 days of discussions in Anchorage this week on all facets of how Alaskans can be healthier. One of the most significant health problems we're facing as a state is obesity. Like much of the nation, the numbers of those who are overweight or obese are climbing rapidly here. Britt Shimoniak is the survey manager for the section of Women, Children, and Family Health within the State Division of Public Health. She says more than 44% of Alaska women who had babies in 2010 were overweight or obese before becoming pregnant. And even more alarming is the percentage of obese young children.
And then when we talk about three-year-old children in Alaska, our prevalence is at 40%. So 40% of three-year-olds in Alaska are overweight or obese.
Carol Fink is the program manager for the state's Obesity Prevention and Control Program. She says obesity has doubled in Alaska in the past 20 years, and all that extra weight is expensive.
Chronic conditions associated with obesity, such as diabetes, heart disease, stroke, are very expensive to treat, and we're seeing, you know, $459 million spent on obesity-related health care in the state of Alaska, and it's somewhat unsustainable for us to expect to be able to pay for those. And so, to prevent obesity, we need to look at what's causing it.
It's the usual suspects: lack of adequate exercise, poor diet, and too many sugary beverages. Fink says limiting the access of cheap soda in schools, at workplaces, and fundraising events is one change that other states have found helpful in fighting the epidemic of obesity. She says nearly 80% of health costs are due to chronic health conditions such as diabetes and heart disease. Knowing why people are getting fatter is a start, but Fink says it will take an all-out effort to turn it around.
We need a lot of partners, a lot of friends, and we're going to really need a multi-pronged approach that is systematic, statewide, and sustained. It can't just be a one-year effort. It's going to need to take years, and we're going to need all sectors involved, from work sites to schools to healthcare providers and individuals, to start making personal decisions about their own healthcare.
She says outreach to healthcare providers is another avenue to ensure that, just like educating smokers about the dangers of tobacco abuse, educating Alaskans about the dangers of being overweight becomes part of the consultation during visits to the doctor.